they got that glassy eye. They're woke, man. They, yeah, this is, these power outages, this is how we all keep the planet safe.
Not everyone in California is that way. 12,000 people on the Capitol State steps prove that.
Out of how many? 25 million?
Well,
plus most of them are just giving up and leaving, but then they're bringing their crappy ideology to the next state that's their victim. And like they always said, if it starts in California, it's going to make its way around the country at some point.
Well, let me tell you something. How much poison does it take to poison a whole?
I don't think I'm the person
class.
You should be discussing poison with today.
Well, but what I'm saying is, would you want to drink something that had even a drop of poison in it? No, because that one drop affects the whole glass. And what I'm saying is that 12,000 is a representative of many, 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 many more who maybe couldn't be there, but who feel the same way. And all of those people are praying. There are things happening right now.
We don't need 12,000. We need 12 million. We need 12 million.
There are that many praying, I'm telling you. You can't see it right now, but it's happening. It's happening. I'm telling you, it's happening. Keep the faith. That's what faith is, believing in something you can't see. We can see all this going on. It's obvious. But those are circumstances, and they're temporary.
Yeah. Maybe I need a visit to infusion. Well, I do, actually. My doctor, I had the MRI on my knee. Same knee I had a surgery on 10 years ago with a meniscus tear, and it's kind of starting to give way again. But instead of going back to a surgeon, he wants me to go to infusion for the laser treatment to stimulate that growth to get that ligament to heal. It's a far better outcome than a surgery. Even an arthroscopic procedure has its, not only its risks, but its, the physical therapy following that. I don't want to go through that again, so I'll go to infusion and get the laser treatment on it. Rich Thomas and I are both doing cryoskin over there. That's how you literally shave the weight off where you want to get rid of it. Waist, love handles. They can even do targeted areas like the upper arms, even your face. Talk to Ryan Turner at 296-1662. And IV vitamin therapy, what a great way to recharge, get your energy back, to recover. Maybe you overdid it this Labor Day weekend. Some did, and I don't blame them. But if you're feeling kind of sluggish because your system is depleted, they can fix you up in one IV vitamin session at Infusion. Call them at 296-1662 or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com or call and talk. Consult with Ryan Turner, Lori, and the great staff over there. 296-1660.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We got a minor accident on East South Boulevard at Troy Highway. If you're passing Honeybank Dams approaching the boulevard, it's going to be right in the intersection. Use caution there as emergency vehicles work quickly, hopefully, to get that one out of the way. Elsewhere around the city, we are very busy everywhere. Got a lot of congestion around the boulevard, Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway, West South Boulevard on both sides of I-65. It's just busy everywhere. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance is there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need them most. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Running a little bit behind here on News Talk 93.1 FM, Fox News, in a minute and a half, and a new song dedicated to this wonderful year.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this. Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Coming to Montgomery, October 1st, for one night only.
Spying on any American is a big deal. I can't think of a worse way to investigate something than to have Congress do it.
Faulkner University presents Representative Trey Gowdy at its annual benefit dinner.
In politics, it's just about winning. And I mean, the Constitution gives the House no role in deciding how this trial takes place.
Order your tickets today at faulkner.edu or by calling 386-7257.
Today is September 8th, National Boss Employee Exchange Day. I'm the studio engineer.
If you want to be the boss, you'll have to read it with more feeling from the top.
Today is September.
No, again.
Today.
National Boss Employee Exchange Day isn't working. Is there anything you'd like to say before we switch back?
Yeah. You're fired.
Hey, you're the worst boss ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Rich Dennison. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is moving forward with a scaled-down coronavirus relief bill, which faces opposition from Democrats and some Republicans.
McConnell says the proposal will focus on urgent health care needs, education, and economic issues, but won't match a comprehensive bill approved by the House in May. In a joint statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer say Republicans appear dead set on another bill, which does not come close to addressing the problems and is headed nowhere.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Companies working on a coronavirus vaccine say they'll verify the drug's safety before making it available to the public.
The chief executives of 9 major drug companies developing experimental COVID-19 vaccines have signed a pledge promising they won't seek approval from regulators until they know the vaccine works and is safe through late-stage clinical testing.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America is listening to Fox News.
Thanks, Jenny. I feel a lot better now.
Politics on Facebook, I'm losing my sanity. FU 2020, I'm done. I just blocked every single member of my family. FU 2020, I'm done. My wife works from home, she never leaves the house. FU 2020, I'm done. The kids are distance learning, they never leave the house. FU 2020, I'm done. Beirut scarred, California charred, and Carol Baskin's on Dancing with the Stars. We said goodbye to Black Panther. FU 2020, I'm done. Wakanda forever and F cancer. FU 2020, I'm done. COVID deaths, social unrest, and we haven't made it to the election yet. I think we all know how this crappy year will end. FU 2020, I'm done. Kanye friggin' West will be elected president. FU 2020, I'm done. 2020 sucks. 2021, we need ya. FU 2020, I'm done. And Taco Bell got rid of the Mexican pizza? What the hell, man? Come on. FU 2020, I'm done. I'm done.
We're almost there. We're almost there. It is 4:09 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm just scanning the headlines here. Biden struggles with softball questions. Kamala Harris's handlers heals up Harris. Shoo away reporters after Wisconsin event. Michael Moore claims Biden is targeting racist voters. God, there's so many racists in this country. Isn't it amazing? I guess they come in all from all corners. blast Biden, one cold-hearted globalist betrayal after another. Yep. McConnell in a close election, that's great. It's just Temptations lead singer dead at 49. Anybody that was the lead singer for the Temptations I know
would have to be much older than 49.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Oh, well, maybe there will be some justice. New York governor has until Wednesday to provide Department of Justice data over nursing home policy. They killed thousands of people, by the way. And in polling done, Trump is trusted more than even me, Dr. Anthony Fauci, if you can believe that. That's what I wanted to pretend.
Do your Fauci imitation.
God. I completely forgot.
What? A dumbass.
Yeah, I am that dumbass.
I'll remind you Saturday.
Yeah. We have, you know, I every time I think, okay, the Saturday thing has served its purpose, time to move on, then I'll get some Facebook messages and stuff from people that tell me how much they're enjoying it or how important it is to them. So that's not going anywhere until you tell me. That's another thing. If they're crazy enough to steal an election right out in the open with these mail-in ballots, what's the next step? Let's hunt down these Trump voters. Let's punish them for what they did to us for 4 years. This station could be a thing of the past.
Yeah.
I don't put anything past them. I don't put a damn... I was surprised that we got through Obama's two terms. You see, he was busy setting up what's happening now. He's less than, I think he's like two blocks from the White House. It's either less than 2 miles or less than two blocks, his Washington. And that's where he's orchestrating all of this stuff that's breaking out around the country. They've got this siege. You don't have to look too hard to find it. I think it's going to be starting next week, 50 days out from the election. They're going to, Antifa, BLM, I don't know who all, but they're going to lay siege to the White House. They're bragging on it. Although so far the D.C. mayor says, well, no, we're going to have the police ready. We'll see. So what we thought might be a couple of days of trouble, community angst over, this is going to go on. I mean, in Portland, Oregon. That's a beautiful city. They've had 102 straight days of rioting.
Not a beautiful city anymore.
No. Everything liberals, and even worse on the West Coast, everything liberals touch turns to... It's just the way it is. Because they're not capable of being happy people. My friend Robbie sends me a passionate note. No, sir, some of them cannot afford to move. My friend has family that are stuck there. I understand that.
Hold on, James.
Not everybody. It's like the people that are fleeing New York for wherever. North Carolina, Florida. God help us here. They must have the resources. They're leaving behind, God, hundreds, thousands of residences, offices. It's never going to be the same there. And de Blasio doesn't care. He doesn't think it's important. Meanwhile, guess who's caught dining indoors at a restaurant that the governor pulled the liquor license from because they did something he didn't approve? The governor that killed all these people is telling restaurants how they got to do their business. Schumer. He, the mayor of Philadelphia, Gretchen Whitmer. How many of these Democrat leaders have been caught doing what they won't allow their own people to do? And as David says, they'll vote for him again. Nancy Pelosi. I mean, the worst of the worst. And like you said, she'll probably get 70%. That's just pathetic. It really is just pathetic. So while we have time to enjoy, it's time to love what you drive. That's the least you should get, right?
Right.
And at Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz, I mean, first of all, it doesn't take a whole lot of effort to love a Mercedes-Benz. Whether you're looking at new or certified pre-owned, right now they have 16 brand new ones, and I think a 2021 or two have come in. Yes, they don't even have the pictures up, but the 2021 Mercedes are now available at Jack Ingram Mercedes, including a, is that a C300? I have to do a little bit more research on it. That's what my daughter bought, a certified pre-owned Mercedes sedan, the C300, and loves it. That is her baby. And she loves what she drives. It's time for you to check out. Maybe you've, one time I remember years ago, and I had the money to do it. I was kind of stunned at what a Mercedes would cost relative to other vehicles. That's very different now because they have succeeded in producing popular brands, SUVs, the C300 that I mentioned, and others that are far more in the wheelhouse for the average pocketbook. You got everything to gain, nothing to lose by trying. You can visit jackingermercedes.com and order a car from there. They'll bring it to your house. They'll do an on-site appraisal. All the paper. We don't have to leave your living room except to drive that beautiful machine. Find out what it's all about at jackingram.com. Just browse all the dealerships there and take advantage of that concierge service. They make it so easy to buy. James.
Hey, Greg, one thing that's going on, they're promoting this idea of systemic racism in all the channels.
What is that? What is systemic racism?
It's something that doesn't exist. It's supposed to be racism all throughout the system, but I can guarantee you that in the prison system that black people actually have a great advantage, not only in shorter terms. I don't know the reason. I know the judges are very sympathetic to them, and also central office that controls the length of their sentences to a great extent. A lot of those people are black and have a very sympathetic view, but they definitely don't have a systemic problem there. But the thing is, I wanted to contrast these two cases for you. Back in the 80s, I knew this NBA player that's from Montgomery and played with a very famous team. I don't want to give his name because it wouldn't be fair. But he's 6'9", forward center. And he told me about all the fun they had on the road and everything, all the white girls and the parties and things like that, and the black girls and all the mixture. But the thing is, and what a great time he was having in the NBA. Okay, and contrast that with Doc Rivers, who's been on the radio saying that, I think it's 58 years, he said in his 58 years, he hasn't had 1 year when he wasn't oppressed and treated viciously by the racism in this country. And Doc Rivers, for the past 35 years or so, has been treated wonderfully, you know, as a player and then as a coach. And then for him to get on the CBS Sports and say that he's been treated horribly and racist for all these years is kind of laughable, you know. So I just think it's horrible the way that they all have a problem this election year with the way that racism is against people, because it doesn't exist. And so, you know.
I think it exists. I just think most people today are live and let live. The racism that was common in Chicago, here and everywhere else 50 years ago is long gone. But the media keeps it alive by pretending it's this massive thing that has this built-in structure. And at no point does anybody hold an individual of any color responsible for their action. You commit a crime, you do the time. Yeah, there are advantages, and I'm sure there are considerations given, because look at all the kids. Jacqueline Tomlinson can testify to the number of kids that grow up in fatherless homes that end up committing crimes or becoming part of a gang because that's the only family they know. Mom is overwhelmed.
Yes.
It's a story that's told thousands, millions of times over the years across this country. That's the systemic problem that nobody wants to address because it require measures that nobody wants to do. So what do we? That's why we've seen no actual change. 50, I got to run, James, thanks. 50 people in Chicago shot over this Labor Day weekend. 10 dead. 10. Do you hear anybody worried about their lives or why they were taken?
Or even talk about it in the news? No.
No. No, they're worried about Jacob Blake, an asshole who, violated a restraining order, got himself into trouble, and ended up paying a price because he couldn't bring himself to do what the police suggested that he do. That's systemic racism. And to me, that's just a lot of crap. The system, the systemic part, is the part nobody really wants to identify and address because it's still going on. In the same places, it's been going on forever. Chicago being one example. Here's another piece of happy news for you today. It's really the day for it, isn't it? I think he'll call in later. But a good friend of mine and to the show that lives in Cloverdale, they had a drive-by. A drive-by overnight. And I have a picture of the shell casings to prove it. 14 shell casings. They just opened fire driving down the street. Here we are, shell casings after the shooting. Look at this. This is an old Cloverdale. We were just talking about old Cloverdale this morning. You know, how the people that live there work together to look out for each other and keep it safe. But this, where does this come from? This idea that we can just go down any street in Old Cloverdale and open fire. That's a problem. That's it. This time they didn't hit anything. But you know, that can't last forever either. Yeah. We'll check the baseball scores in a minute.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. The Montgomery County Commission unanimously voted in favor of providing hazard pay to certain essential county employees. Back in April, Montgomery County Sheriff Derek Cunningham had asked for an extra $2.50 an hour for sheriff deputies, detention facility corrections officers, youth facility detention officers, and others. Cunningham says the increase will help address the effects brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic. The hazard pay increase will remain in effect until December of 2020. Montgomery City Council is having a budget hearing on the 2021 fiscal year's operating budget at Carver High School this evening. The budget will go into effect October 1st. Montgomery police are investigating a homicide after a shooting at 1224 this afternoon. MPD and fire medics responded to the 4700 block of South Court Street, where they found a man who died from a gunshot wound. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic well from around the Honey Baked Ham store on the East South Boulevard up to Troy Highway. We have a big backup of traffic because of an accident that occurred at the intersection of Troy Highway and East South Boulevard. Hopefully they're going to get that out of here. It was supposed to be a minor accident, but it is still causing some congestion. Use caution there. Elsewhere around the city, we are just very busy everywhere, especially Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway, and I-65 and 85 through downtown. Buckle up, be safe, keep it here for more updates. Everything for fall is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Foot Locker, Sally Beauty, Professionnel and Spa, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Hey, before we play the weather with Rich, let's redeem the winning word from this morning. 272-9228. 272-9228. And then we'll come right back to you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You could encounter an evening shower or thunderstorm, but the rain chances are relatively small. They're widely scattered. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 72. Now, tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more numerous, high temperature up to about 93. And then later in the week, the rain chances actually get a little bit better, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We do need the rain. Unfortunately, the humidity is going to be high. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
All right, let's go.
That sound good to you, Joey?
To the phone. And you are caller one. Thanks for trying. You're caller two. Thank you. Try again quickly. You're caller three. Call right back. You're caller four. Thanks for giving it a go. Caller five, a little bit late. You are caller six. You just missed. And I'm very sorry about that. And who's on this line? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, it's me, Nicole.
Nicole?
Yes, Is it Bam Bam?
That's the winning word. And you have won lunch for two at Wing Fingers. The news is getting to me, Nicole. You have to forgive me. That's Wing Fingers for two. You can have a sandwich and a salad, dip them, fries, gooey or crinkle cut, a beverage, and underground climate control parking at the RSA headquarters building at 201 Union. Thanks for listening, and hold on. Rosie is going to get your information, and we'll mail that out to you. Way to go, Nicole. Okay, we now resume our regularly scheduled broadcast.
Presenting eight great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason one, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason two, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons three through six, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason seven, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason eight, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Time's running out to win $1,000 a day for life from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter at PCH.com and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your chance to win $1,000 a day for life on October 31st. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
This is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Auto. We are constantly getting calls about what we do. Well, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions. We sell almost all brands of tires, including Michelin, Cooper, Toyo, Nitto, and more. We also do those pesky check engine light and tire sensor lights. So if you need vehicle repair, tire suspension, front end alignment, brakes, water pump, or that pesky check engine light to go off, call us. AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville or Montgomery. Or check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Today is September 8th, International Literacy Day.
It's the day to promote books and all the wonderful things you can experience inside them. After you've watched everything there is on Netflix, happy International Literacy Day.
Finding the next job is a big job, and that part of what you do is a little tough right now. Because of that, Lowe's for Pros is here to help. Get $400 in leads on us with a free one-year subscription from HomeAdvisor to connect to jobs that make sense for you. Sign up at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty to get started. Just one more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Now let's get to work. Subscription and $400 lead credit subject to HomeAdvisor's approval and terms. Valid for new HomeAdvisor customers only. Lowe's loyalty required. More terms apply. Valid through 99 U.S. only.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I was gonna rent that new Disney Mulan movie, but they wanted $30 to rent it. I could buy a keg of Keystone Light for that much. I've had a bone to pick with Disney anyway, ever since I got banned for life from Disney World just for lighting up a cigarette on It's a Small World. Okay, Disney, you're gonna stick me on a boat and surround me with a bunch of puppet children singing the most annoying song in the history of mankind, and I'm expected to not smoke? Oh, okay, Disney, whatever you say. It's fine, though. Instead of Disney World now, I just take the grandbabies on down to Jerry Dean's Gator World. Oh, old Jerry Dean, he lost both his arms to gators, but he still has the courage to clench a T-bone in his teeth and get dangled over the gator pen. Let's see Mickey Mouse do that. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. I got a Zoom job interview, and I got to decide which halter top I'm gonna wear.
She's right. That song makes me want to smoke. I think I went to Disneyland. I went to Disneyland when they were celebrating their 35th anniversary and did a broadcast from there, which was weird because we were on at 5:30 in Florida, but we had to be on the air in California at 2:30 mm-hmm. to do that. Not a whole lot to talk about even there at that hour of the morning.
No.
But it was all free and it was all fun. But I do have memories of having a cigarette on one of those rides many, many years ago.
Yes.
And trust me when I tell you, I'm deeply ashamed.
Yeah, right.
Hey, it was the cultural norm. I don't know if I want to touch anything that's... We're going to talk to Jacqueline in a minute.
Good.
Get some, we got to get
a baby update.
A baby update today, yeah. And we got to get some pies delivered too. I think Aaliyah is our next destination.
Good.
For those like the Cronins in North Carolina who were kind enough to buy pies, key lime pies, and designate their donation to our fine police officers.
Yeah, hold on.
A couple of things, you know, as your body settles. I was watching that episode of Andy where Barney has to be stretched to meet minimum height limits. Your house basically has two natural enemies in Alabama. One is gravity. The other is our sandy soil, which makes it hard for a foundation to remain perfectly intact. If you see a crack, especially on the outside of your home, that's a sign that you may need some foundation fixing. And the place to get it is Be Dry Alabama. Foundation repair is one of their specialties. They also specialize in crawl space waterproofing, basement waterproofing, and more, with technologies that are patented and a guarantee that lasts a lifetime. So if you do discover that you have an issue with your foundation or you have this water getting into places where it doesn't, Be Dry Alabama not only offers solutions, but it becomes a selling point for your home should you decide to sell it. because that problem is fixed and that warranty is transferable, so the new owner will enjoy the same protection you do once the problem is addressed. Go to BeDryAlabama.com or call 468-6633.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we're still showing some congestion. Troy Highway at the East South Boulevard, we had an accident in the intersection there. Use caution just in case. Hopefully they're about to get that moved out of the way, if not already. We've also got a new accident, Highland Avenue at Hall Street. Watch out for emergency vehicles making a run there. We are busy everywhere else around town, including I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. The best deal, the best price, the best vehicles are at Reinhardt and Prattville. Stop by and check out their incredible inventory. That's Reinhardt Prattville. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Oh, come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Coming to Montgomery, October 1st, for one night only.
Spying on any American is a big deal. I can't think of a worse way to investigate something than to have Congress do it.
Faulkner University presents Representative Trey Gowdy at its annual benefit dinner.
In politics? It's just about winning. And I mean, the Constitution gives the House no role in deciding how this trial takes place.
Order your tickets today at faulkner.edu or by calling 386-7257.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Hey, Jacqueline, I heard Rich was shirtless when he recorded this.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You could encounter an evening shower or thunderstorm, but the rain chances are relatively small. They're widely scattered. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 72. Now, tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more numerous, high temperature up to about 93. And then later in the week, the rain chances actually get a little bit better, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We do need the rain. Unfortunately, the humidity is going to be high. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, it is time this afternoon for a baby Lola update as we welcome Jacqueline Tomlinson to the show.
Hey.
Hey.
I can tell. Have you had a long day?
Yeah, it's a long day. But I'm here.
I'm glad.
I'm here. You know, it's just a day after a holiday is busy anyways. And then, you know, being 31 weeks pregnant.
31 weeks.
Wow.
Yep, 31 weeks. Two weeks to the day.
Wow.
Holy cow.
So, do we have the new comps?
I do.
All right, hang on.
Here we go.
A dramatic drum roll. The baby, tentatively known as Lola, is...
the size of a small pumpkin.
Wow.
Holy cow.
She's grown.
Yeah, she will, from this point forward, she will get not really any, like, bigger. She'll start putting on more weight. I went today and had a scan. She's measuring at 3 pounds, 10 ounces.
Oh.
And, I mean, they put on, you know, a half a pound or so a week. So, I mean, that sounds really low in baby world, but.
Not really.
Yeah. She'll put on a good, you know, probably 4 to 5 pounds before I have her. So she's measuring right on point where she's supposed to. She's absolutely perfect.
Well, that's good news. We're glad to hear that.
Everything's good.
And we're less than 8 weeks away from the election, which means we're less than 8 weeks away for delivery.
Yeah. Every time I hear the update on the news, I cringe a little bit. Cause I'm like, ugh.
You know, but yeah. What they have planned for Election Day is not making me very comfortable, I'll tell you that.
Me neither, Greg. So I feel you on that one.
In fact, earlier today, a friend of mine who lives in Old Cloverdale was telling me that last night, just this morning, we were talking about how well the people in Old Cloverdale work to keep it safe, neighborhood watch, that type of thing. And then somebody apparently went down the street on a drive-by. I'm trying to find. Here we go. Oh, those are the shell casings. I need the original. The kind of vehicle that it was that did come down the street. Oh, for crying out loud. Stop this. I am being sabotaged by my equipment here. Forgive me. I want to get this information accurately. All right. 6:15. All right. That's before it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
Last night in Old Cloverdale, a black old hatchback tooling down the street, shooting into the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a reason my husband won't let us move to Old Cloverdale. And that's the number one reason.
Cops called.
Not a safe area.
After 45 minutes, they still didn't have anybody show up.
Yeah, that's common. But, you know, let's defund the police. Because if you defund the police, then you know what you're going to have? Longer than 45-minute wait time. Or you're going to have a social worker show up at your house and ask what the problem is.
Holy cow.
I mean, that's part of the reason we won't move out there. Is because, I mean, look at every single holiday, 4th of July, everything else.
Yeah.
That's always happening out there. That's nothing new.
This, though, in broad daylight...
Mm-hmm.
And it's too, I don't know that anybody, I haven't heard any stories on the news that anybody was held accountable for that, but that's pretty damn frightening.
Yeah, and they won't. And then, like, every year for, like, you know, New Year's Eve or national championship or whatever, the mayor wants to get on TV and say all these steps that they're going to take to, you know, put these sensors out there and first respond. No, they don't do anything about it. It's lip service.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's unfortunate. Crime just seems to be like, okay. It's like, yeah, whatever. It's casual, you know, do what you want to do. We are living in a complete state of anarchy.
Yeah, it would appear. And I don't see how that becomes a selling point in an election. That to me would drive people to the candidate say, no, we want to fund the police. We want to pay them better.
Well, why don't you just set up a community a community review board, Greg, because that seems like it would be super effective.
That's the biggest crap pile I've ever heard. Right there. Yeah. Let's get a bunch of people who have never even been inside a cop car to go around and, you know, and play armchair quarterback on police. That's the biggest joke going, although they did table that, right? That is not happening?
I hope so, because that was the most asinine idea we've had yet, if you want me just to be very blunt about it.
No, we agree. I said that, too.
Like, if you want to have them on the community review board, then fine. But, like, make them go through the academy.
Yes.
Make them get pepper sprayed. Make them get tasered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make them do all of the things that our officers have to do in order to be trained. And then, okay. But, like, no.
I would add to that, they should take the shoot or don't shoot course. I was lucky. A sheriff from many years ago, D.T. Marshall,
gave
me a chance to try that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's a laser computer drill, but it gives you the exact type of scenarios that officers have to confront,
mm-hmm.
oftentimes with no warning. They're driving in, like that clown they pulled over a few weeks ago came out shooting.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they have to deal with every day. And you then go ahead and second guess how the police are handling situations.
Yeah, it's really easy to have an opinion when it's not your life on the line.
Right.
So that's part of the problem, is that it's real easy for these people to have opinions when it doesn't affect them.
We have a dispatcher with the Montgomery Police Department on the phone who wants to give us some insight into that.
Ooh, wonderful.
All right, so we hold Jacqueline's button down.
And then push Gina's.
And look at that, I made it work.
Yeah.
It's a miracle. Hi, Gina.
It's actually Dana.
Oh, Dana. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. I didn't work for the police department. I left there before the new mayor took over, but I do want to give you some insight. What time of day did that drive-by happen again?
6:15 p.m. yesterday afternoon, evening.
Okay. Pardon my language, but your SOL during that time, it is shift change. The Montgomery Police Department, they have shift change between 6 p.m. and roughly 6:45 p.m.
Well, let's not tell
the same in the same in the morning. The same in the morning. So either the ones that are going off shift, or either put themselves out at the station or on South Side, depending on which station they're at, they'll put themselves out, or they'll just ride a call until the next shift, until the commander comes on and says, you know, night shift is on. Or if they're the ones coming out, they'll say, ma'am, I'm waiting for a car. Ma'am, my car's not here. I'm waiting for a car.
Is it possible
that, is one
that
of the, issues.
The criminal elements know this?
Oh, yes. I'm sure. Another thing is, if it's just a shot fired with no complainant, you're not going to see anybody unless one of the higher-ups, maybe a lieutenant, has gotten cued about that area, and he'll tell the dispatcher, you know, ma'am, make sure they ride through with their lights on so people see them. But if it's no complainant on something like a shot fired, you're not going to see them. Even if it's, somebody wants to be seen and talked to, it still may take a while because that's a, believe it or not, it's a kind of a low priority call.
Wow. Well, they're overwhelmed. We don't have enough of them. Gina,
no,
thank you for, go ahead.
I was just going to say, they need more cars for officers, not more cars for higher ups and secretaries.
All right.
We
Gina,
agree.
Thank you for taking the time to join us. Now, depress.
Thanks, Dana.
Okay. She did it for us. Yeah. Okay. And all I can do for the police is pies. When do you want to pie up Aaliyah?
Tomorrow.
All right. When should I have them here? When would you like to? Or do you want me to deliver?
I have a hearing first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably swing by in the afternoon.
Okay.
Does that work for your schedule?
Oh, absolutely. They're ready. The pies are ready. They'll be here.
Then I will work out with Jared when I need to go take them. He just walked in the front door, so I haven't even been able to talk to him yet.
Please give him...
I gave Stephen a brownie to leave me alone.
And so a brownie bribe.
That's why you don't hear him, because he's hiding in the bedroom with his cosmic brownie.
And let me guess, in the time that we've talked, you probably produced a full dinner for your husband.
I've actually set a table, and now I'm putting up the remainder of our fall decorations.
Do I know you probably did a consultation during the commercial break?
I've unloaded the car. I've got him in the house. Cosmic brownie. He's out of my hair.
Well, if you're coming by tomorrow afternoon, maybe we'll get to see you for a couple of minutes.
Huh? Maybe.
Yay.
I'll try to plan it out. I'll shoot you a text when I get out of court and see kind of where we're at.
How's Dana?
Sound good? She's great. She actually had court today. So we're back at it. We're in full effect.
We appreciate you. Thank you for taking the time.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful rest of the show, guys.
We'll do our best. Wow. That was very revealing. And the gist I got from the dispatcher is that there's money for, I wouldn't want to use the term non-essential personnel, but executive staffing or secretarial staffing. Meanwhile, I saw an article today that the mayor, by the way, we were up to 45 murders for 2020, while gunshots are being fired in old Cougardale.
Yeah, who says?
That frontline employees are going to get a retroactive raise for being on the front lines. I would hope that would include police and fire, if they're actually going to do that. That would be a good thing. Hey, it's Tuesday, so that means tomorrow is the night we go to Bomb Hours to celebrate. We hope that you will join us there after the show. It's all about camaraderie, kinship, fun. And we hope that you will, if you've never been, I'm getting some great stuff off the record this afternoon via phone. It's a good time. Nice people. LaDonna Brooks is our mistress of ceremonies. And if you're new, don't be bashful. Don't feel like, I'm joining a cult. It's not that at all.
No.
There's no worship ceremony. Nobody has to kiss my butt. And we just get together and chat. A lot of friendships have sprung out of this. So
yes.
Keep it in mind. That's tomorrow right after the show.
East has a traffic report.
All right, East.
Hey, very quickly, Highway 231 north in Wetumpka at 14, there has been a head-on collision with injury, three cars involved. Looks pretty rugged. There's a man holding a child. The police have just arrived.
Oh God. What's that location again?
231 north and Highway 14 going on to the new bypass there in Wetumpka.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, East.
Wendell is getting information on that as we speak. All right. I got something from the inside of an office that I'm going to check out during this quick break, and I'll come back. It's about the Rona.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you've ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, BoGoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
With Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air's apples-to-apples price match guarantee, we will meet or beat any system or replacement offer that's an exact match to our equipment, workmanship, and process. Visit CallDixie.com. Call Dixie.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, today's episode of The Married Couple.
Labor Day's over. Summer is over.
That wasn't even like a summer.
Lost summer.
Worst summer ever.
Bummer summer.
Bummer summer.
Join us next time for
Bummer,
The Married Couple.
That was brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. If you are in a situation, and goodness knows the damage from the lockdowns and the shutdowns and the pressures have had a huge, huge impact on relationships of all types, short-term, long-term, so forth. Sometimes a consultation is what you need to really understand where you're at. I urge you, you're talking to people who are not only well-versed in law, but really at being advocates, somebody that's in your corner. Number is 819-4810-819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
So I have word here of somebody who says two people in her office, I will not identify where this office is, but I know this to be legit. Two people in my office tested positive for COVID. Those who were directly exposed to those people tested negative. The people who tested positive are fanatical mask wearers, and the ones who were negative are not, and only wear them when they have to. A bit ironic. Yeah. I mentioned this statistic earlier over the weekend. If you're between age 50 and 64, your chance of dying from, and this is from a study done by UCLA. That's the West Coast, okay? This is not some right-wing group that's trying to run numbers. This is from UCLA. You can Google it. 50 to 64 years old, your chances of dying from COVID are 1 in 19 million. You are in more danger on your drive home.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, well, we believe they've got that accident contained out at East South Boulevard and Troy Highway. Not seeing as much congestion there, and it's been on the boards for about an hour now, so hopefully they've got that out of your way, but just use caution there. Also, we got a minor accident ongoing Highland Avenue at Hall Street. They're working that one. Use caution there. Very busy all around the city. Our most congested area is Taylor Road and Atlanta Highway outbound right now, and the 31s are picking up just a bit. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet safe at home and in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people.